SEC charges former executives with fraud in connection with $1.9 billion collapse of subprime auto lender Tricolor. Washington, D.C., Aug. 18, 2026. The Securities and Exchange Commission today charged Daniel Chu, Jerome Collar, and Amron Sabold, the former CEO, CFO, and Senior Director of Finance, respectively, at Texas-based Tricolor Holdings, LLC, for their roles in an alleged multi-year scheme to defraud investors by double-pledging hundreds of millions of dollars of subprime auto loans to multiple asset-backed securities, ABS, offerings, and lenders. According to the SEC's complaint, from at least 2020 through Tricolor's bankruptcy, in September 2025, Tricolor raised more than $1.9 billion through ABS offerings, while Tricolor, Chu, and Collar made numerous false and misleading representations to investors about the lender's overall financial health, portraying the company as financially sound despite knowing that Tricolor was facing significant liquidity constraints and struggling to fund its operations. In offering materials and meetings, Tricolor allegedly represented that the loans included in the ABS collateral pools were free and clear of any other liens, when the defendants knew that many had been or would soon be double-pledged. The complaint further alleges that the defendants deceived underwriters and investors, including by manipulating various loan metrics to make non-paying or defaulted loans appear current and therefore eligible for inclusion in the securitization pools. According to the complaint, more than $945 million of principal associated with the ABS offerings remained outstanding and payable to investors at the time of Tricolor's bankruptcy. In a parallel action, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York announced criminal charges against Chu, Collar, and Sabold in December 2025. We allege that these defendants defrauded investors based on bogus collateral and violated the integrity of our private credit markets, said David Woodcock, director of the SEC's Division of Enforcement. Our team did a tremendous job bringing these charges, and we appreciate the assistance of our partners at the Southern District of New York, the FBI, and the FDIC Office of Inspector General. The SEC's complaint, filed in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, charges Chu, Collar, and Sabold with violating the anti-fraud provisions of the Securities Act of 1933 and the Securities Exchange Act of 1934. The complaint also charges Chu with control person liability and all of the defendants with aiding and abetting liability. The complaint seeks injunctive relief, disgorgement of ill-gotten gains with prejudgment interest, and civil penalties against all the defendants, as well as officer and director bars against Chu and Collar. Last reviewed or updated, Aug. 18, 2026.